Long ago, you spoke in a vision. This is God. To your faithful people, you said, I have raised up a what?
Warrior.
The reason why that translation says warrior, the Bible said, the King James says mighty. Some will say strong. It's all the same family. If you study, you'll find this out. And don't you remember, there's a warrior battle cry we just found out about. I have raised up a warrior. I have selected him from the common people to be king. Now watch this. Click. I have what?
Found.
Everybody say that next word.
Found.
Say it again.
Found.
I have found. If anybody found something, they were what? Jesus said once, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. Didn't he? They're looking for faith. They were looking for rock cassock, but they weren't looking for wimpiness. I found one. Get ready. This is God speaking. And he's getting ready to find some in here. I've anointed him. He had to anoint him. To be king, he had to anoint him, right? Kings, priests, and prophets. But guess what? You're already anointed. Unless you're not born again. You need to get born again and get saved and get anointed and get this power. And then you got God on your side. I've anointed him with my holy oil. Click. Now watch. Oh, here it comes. Here's the benefits. When you be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10, here comes the power of his might. Are y'all getting this? What's your move? Say, be strong in the Lord.
Be strong in the Lord.
Now here comes the power of his might. What's your move?
Be strong in the Lord.
How are you not saying? I don't see lips moving. Are you? I said, what's your move?
Be strong in the Lord.
What's your move?
Be strong in the Lord.
Now here comes God's move in the power of his dunamis might.
Yeah.
I will steady him with my hand. In other words, he's the one running full speed toward Goliath. He could trip and fall and that stone go backwards. And God said to me, you would have seen the greatest curveball in the history of sports. What? Whoom. You would have seen the first heat-seeking rock. You would have seen Goliath. It's true. You don't think David knew it? You think David's going, oh gosh, I only got about an inch by a quarter of an inch. What if I miss? That's not rock kasakamats.
No.
Put your trust in the Lord.
Yeah,
say rock
kasakamats.
And with my powerful arm, that means he has guns. My translation, and with my guns, the sun's always out in heaven. Guns are always out.
Yeah.
He's probably got that tank top. I will make him strong. So when David grabbed a hold of that lion, it was David's rock kasakamats who attacked it. But then when he grabbed it, and he ripped it and he threw it. It was God's power. And the bear. And David knew that. And so when he told Saul, he helped me kill a lion and a bear. He'll help me on this job.
Yeah.
Did David know about the anointing? Remember Saul? Touch. Not the anointed. He respected it. His enemies will not defeat him nor you. Nor will the wicked overpower him or you. Click. I will beat down. There's going to be a beat down. We're talking WWE. Friday night at the arena. Satan, be there. Listen, brah, you mess with the wrong guy. And there will be a beat down. Hey, he said it. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. Who? The one who has rocked Kasakamas. Yeah, the anointing. The ones who live in the anointing. I got your back. There's a lot of Christians right now that don't see God doing this for them and question why. God will never impose on your will. God's not making, he gave everybody a will. He's not making you choose to be a Christian or not. He said to man, choose life and death, choose blessings and curses. Choose to be strong in the Lord. Yeah. That's a good choice. Because yeah. There will be a beatdown following. Yeah. Amen. Are y'all glad you came this morning? Are we going to live in the anointing?
Yeah.
Are we that generation?
Yeah.
Everybody say rock.
Rock.
Kasak.
Kasak.
Amatz.
Only faith.
Only believe.
Only
healed.
Only healed.
Woo! Glory to God.